Today's Tanya for the 25th of Ov, Chof Hei Menachem Ov, is in Igeret HaKedesh Simen Zayin, Igeret HaKedesh 7, on page 428 at the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the many neshamas of Jews from the time of Adam, the time of the patriarchs, all the way down to the coming of Mashiach. All of them were contained in the soul of Adam HaRishon. So although his neshama, the neshama of Adam, was in general broken down into 613 parts, but more specifically, it breaks down into countless, endless parts, as the promise is that the number of Jews will be too much to count. V'hinei, four lines from the bottom. V'hinei shufreha di Yankev me'ein shufreha da Adam HaRishon. The beauty of Yankev is similar to the beauty of Adam HaRishon. Because Yankev corrected or rectified the sin of Adam. And just as Adam HaRishon's neshama contained all the neshamas of all Jews from the beginning to the end of history, the same is true also with the neshama of Yankev, that he contained within itself all the neshamas till the end of time. And he was a chariot, a vehicle, for the Taira as it is above. Shenikra Bishain Adam, that is called Adam. The Taira is called Adam. Kameshikasuv, Al-Dmus Hakise, Dmus Kemara Adam. That on the throne, on the divine chariot, which on the chariot was a throne, in the vision of Yechezkel, so there he saw the likeness of a person, of Adam. So this Torah, the way it is above, was contained and clothed within the neshama of Yankev, called Yisrael Saba, and in that same neshama, the neshama of Yankev, was also contained all the souls. So now we get to understanding the phrase that the Alter Rebbe asked earlier, what the meaning was. Keil Elikei Yisrael. What does it mean? Keil is Loshen Hamshochas V'Ha'oda Hamshochas Ha'oda Me'ein Sei Baruch HaMe'Helem Alagili. Keil is that name of God that implies the drawing down of the ray of godliness from its concealed state to a revealed state. So that it illuminates in a clear and revealed way in the neshama. As it says, Keil Hashem, that part of God that is called Keil, gives us light. The Achar of Kol Yishrei Leiv, and after Yankee, all those who are just of heart, honest of heart, ha'eskim b'teira mitzvahs, who devote themselves to teira mitzvahs, meir eir Hashem ein sei baruch, b'chinas gili b'nishmasom, the godliness is revealed and shines in their neshama, v'zman gili zeh b'yeser seis v'yeser oz, and the time for this revelation, when the neshama is illuminated with this godliness the most, with the ha'ora b'meicham v'libam hu b'sha'at ha'tfilo k'meshikosem l'kimachet. When does this ray illuminate the neshama the most? It's during the time of davening, as is explained elsewhere. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 25th of Menachem Ov, the Rebbe writes that Am or Kesev be'echad min mechtavav. My father writes in one of his letters Shamaiti b'shem krei kedushat avisenu akdeshim. I heard in the name of our holy forefathers. Zeche tzadu v'kodesh levrocha l'chayi ha'ilam habo nishmosam eden tchusam yogin aleinu shegam albas tzarech leimar l'teira ulechupo maisim teira. That when a daughter is born, we have to say, just like with a son, we say that we should raise them l'teira as well as chupa and maisim teira. Although a daughter is not mechuyev, does not have the commandment to study teira, but it's al pi masha amr rizal brachis yidzayin aleph, but it's based on what the rizal say in the Gemara in brachis that noshe b'may zachyon. With what do the women? How do they get the merits of the mitzvah of studying Torah? Be'ikruyo basnuyo v'natin. It comes through the fact that they see to it that their children or their husbands go to the study of Torah, and they wait for their husband to return. In other words, this mitzvah that men have to study Torah all the time, which is different from the mitzvah that a woman has to study Torah in order to know what she needs to know to live like a Jew, but she doesn't have the mitzvah to study beyond that, studying for the sake of studying. So that mitzvah that men do have, the studying of Torah for the sake of studying, women participate and gain the benefits of that mitzvah through seeing to it that their children study and through waiting for their husbands to come back from studying.